You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demonstration. And in this demonstration, I want to show you how to create, edit, and delete an alarm on your Apple Watch. So I'm going to tap on my Apple Watch screen to wake it up.
9:34 and 14 seconds.
And I'm going to press the digital crown once.
Home. Clock.
And that's the clock app icon in the middle of my screen, and it'll flick back to the left because I know that's the direction of my alarm.
Mail. Activity. Double pump. Passport. Weather. Trip view. Twitterific. Alarm.
And I could have also asked Siri to open alarm as well. Held down the digital crown and said open alarms and released it to open it up with Siri. One finger double tap to open.
Alarm. Alarms.
Flick to the right.
No alarms.
No alarms. So force touch. Touch and hold.
To add an alarm. New.
That's
button.
The new button. One finger double tap.
New alarm. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Change time. 9:35.
So we've got change time. 9:35.
Repeat.
Repeat. Never.
Label. Alarm.
Label alarm.
Double tap to dictate label for alarm.
That's where you double tap to dictate the label.
Snooze. Switch button.
Snooze currently on.
Delete.
And I can double tap now to delete the current alarm. So I flick back to the left.
Label. Repeat. Change time.
And let's change the time. One finger double tap.
New alarm. Back button.
And flick to the right.
9 o'clock. Adjustable.
And I'm going to make this my wake up alarm for during the week. One finger flick down.
8 o'clock. 7 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
Okay, flick to the right.
35 minutes.
And flick down to zero.
4 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, 0 minutes.
And flick to the right.
Cancel. Set.
Double tap on set.
Set. New alarm. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Change time. 6. Repeat. Never.
And double tap on repeat. And
repeat.
I'm going to select from Monday to Friday by double tapping on each day.
Sunday. Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday.
And of course, I'm just flicking across with
Thursday.
My right finger.
Friday. Selected.
Okay, that's it.
Friday.
So flick back to the left to the back button.
Sunday. Repeat. Back button.
Double tap on the back button.
New alarm. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Change time. 6. Repeat. Weekdays. Label. Alarm.
Okay, double tap on that.
Double tap to dictate.
Wake up alarm.
New alarm. Back button.
Okay, and what I just did then, I double tapped on the label. It vibrated, I said the name of the label, and then double-tapped again to stop, and I got a vibration to confirm. So flick to the right.
Change time. 6. Repeat. Weekdays. Label. Wake up alarm. Snooze. Switch button. On.
Double-tap to turn snooze off.
Off.
Flick to the right.
Delete.
Or back to the delete button. So that's fine, so I flick back to the left.
Label. Repeat. Change. New alarm. Back button.
And double-tap.
Alarms.
Okay, and we're back to the main alarm screen. If I flick to the right.
Wake up alarm. 6 o'clock. On.
Okay, and now if
double
I wanted to actually at all
swipe
edit that, as it said, I could one
double
finger double tap to go back into it.
Wait, edit alarm. Back button.
And it says edit alarm rather than new alarm. Flick to the right.
Change time.
Change
six
time.
Repeat. Weekdays.
Repeat weekdays.
Label. Wake up alarm.
Okay, label. Wake up alarm.
Snooze. Switch button. Off.
Okay, and let's see if I change my mind and I want
to
put
setting
snooze back on again. One finger double tap.
On.
And flick back to the left.
Label. Repeat. Change. Edit alarm.
One
back
finger
button
double tap.
Alarms.
Flick to the right.
Wake up alarm. 6 o'clock. On.
Now, we didn't hear any change because I didn't change the time on the alarm. Okay, so let's say you do a new alarm. So force touch again on the main alarm screen.
New.
One
button
finger double tap.
New. New alarm. Back button.
And you think, oh, I don't want to actually do that. I don't want a new alarm. So if I flick to the right.
Changed. Repeat. Label. Snooze. Delete.
You can delete,
delete
it. One finger double tap.
Alarms.
Okay, and one final thing. While I'm here, I'm going to set up another alarm for my boys' tablets. So force touch.
Wake up. New. Button.
And double tap on new.
New. New alarm. Back. Change time. 9:40.
Double tap on change time.
New alarm. Back button. 9 o'clock. Adjustable.
Change it to 8.
8 o'clock. 40 minutes.
Bring that adjustable. Back to zero.
13.
Just flicking down with one finger quickly.
13 minutes. 4 minutes. 1 minute. 0 minutes.
Okay, flick to the right.
Cancel. Set.
Double tap button. On set.
Set. New alarm.
And I want to make it for every day of the week.
Change time. 8.
Just flicking repeat. Through. One Never. Finger. Double tap and repeat. And this repeat. Time I'm going to make back it for button. Every day of the week.
Sunday.
Just flicking through Monday. And double tapping each day.
Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday.
And flick back to
selected. Repeat. Back button.
Double tap.
New alarm. Back button.
Flick through.
Change time. 8. Repeat. Every day. Label. Alarm.
Okay, let me do a label.
Double tap.
Boys' tablets.
New alarm. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Change time. Repeat. Label. Boys' tablets. Snooze. Switch button. On.
Yep, have it on.
Delete. Delete.
And I don't need to delete it. So flick back to left.
Label. Repeat. Changed. New alarm.
Back Double button. Tap on the back button.
Alarms.
So now if I flick to the right.
Wake up alarm. 6 o'clock. On.
Okay, wake up alarm.
Boys' tablets.
And Eight boys' o'clock. Tablets.
On. Double tap to edit alarm. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Okay, so double tap on the alarm to edit it. And if I wanted to turn the alarm off, if I do one finger flick up.
Toggle alarm.
I've got toggle alarm.
Activate item.
Or activate item, as in go into it with double tap.
Toggle alarm.
Or toggle alarm. So if I double tap that now.
Off.
And flick back to the left.
Wake up alarm. 6 o'clock.
Okay, on. Flick back to the right.
Boys tablets. 8 o'clock. Off.
Okay, I've turned my boys' alarms for the tablets
alarm.
Off.
Swipe
so
up
I turn it back on again.
Toggle alarm.
And one finger double tap.
On.
If I press my digital crown to come out of alarms.
Home. Alarm.
Both the alarm on the home screen. Press digital crown again once.
Clock.
Okay, I'm back to the middle icon on the clock. Press it one more time.
Clock face.
And I'm back to my clock face seconds. Where I started. And I just put my hand over the Apple Watch. I've just locked the screen. So that concludes this demonstration of creating, editing, and deleting alarms all on your Apple Watch. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.